Have you taken your vitamins today? Good. Then you shouldn't feel too old when...
Matt Smith, Doctor Who first series for Matt Smith. What was his real age? Because obviously I'm not going to ask you the fucking doctor's age, because you're always going to say higher, because it's millennia.
Wait, we're tasting Karen's sack?
Yeah, actually, Rob, you tell us, what have we got
there? I've got Karen's sack.
Yes, you've got... You've got Karen's sack.
But why? I really want to know, and I'm definitely not asking to annoy you. Why?
Is you turn around to him, you look him dead in the eye, and you punch him. Right, sorry.
You Rochambeau them.
If the first quiz didn't get you feeling old...
At least I didn't have it at home and get told, well, we bought it for you, so you are going to watch it again.
You're fucking watching it again.
And again.
Get your walking sticks ready. It's time for the show.
Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast with me, Tom, and him, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
How are you doing?
All right, mate, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, he's smashing the place up already. What a prick.
It's very weird because I haven't got the headphones on. So I feel right. I feel really free and light and open.
So that's explaining why you're just throwing your arms about and smashing the microphone.
Well, I know
up.
Because the microphone bit there is
stop
right in the
pointing
way.
At your cock.
See that there? See that down there? That
I'm
little,
not looking down
see
there.
That little purple thing down
that,
there.
That nubbin.
Yeah. See that? That chode.
Oh. Oh, that little silver skin pickle. Yeah. How are you doing anyway?
All right, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Good week.
Yeah. Interesting stuff going on at work, but that's all right.
Oh, I've seen the pictures, and ladies and gents, rich people suck sometimes. They really do.
Yeah, I haven't shown you the wallpaper in. I've got it on my phone to show you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Garish rough. Or...
It's just rough. No, the style's fine. It's the installer.
Oh.
It's the person who put it in. I was almost at the point of going, do you want me to try it for you? Because I'm actually quite good at wallpapering. I'm like, I could definitely have done better than that.
Oh, mate, that's shocking.
Yeah, I'll show you the pictures.
Ooh. Well, I've got a few things for you this week. It's all a right. bit of a weird episode. It's not low effort at all. Slightly low effort. It's just a couple of things came up on TikTok that made me think, oh, my God, if that's true, that's horrible. And then it spiraled into looking back at our very first episode of the podcast and what we did in the very first episode. Can you remember?
Of course I can't.
No, well, good. I haven't chosen any of the same films from then, so it should be fine.
Okay.
And then we've got a taste test, which is the French candy I bought back.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, sweets, we're not American. And a British one, New Jelly Tots. And, well, we'll talk about those in a moment.
New Jelly Tots.
New Jelly Tots.
Right.
We're not talking about nipples, we're talking about a sweetie.
It just means that it's the same thing, but they've changed one of the ingredients to a
no,
cheaper
no, this
one.
This is one of the flavour ones.
Right.
So we'll talk about that in the taste test. Anyway, let's get on with our first segment.
I don't know about Stacey, but Stifler's mum had it going on for me. Meow.
I'm going to need my phone for this segment, but this okay. is Guess the Age. Now, this came up on my TikTok and I thought, no, that cannot be true. And it is. And it's going to make us feel horribly old. So for the podcast audience, I am 40 years old. Rob, how old are you?
39
years old. So this is going to make you feel really old. We're going to play a game of higher or lower.
Oh, dude, we already feel old. We've got kids.
Oh, well, that's very true. But this is probably going to make you feel a little bit more ancient.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just open up my notes here. Episode 53. So we're playing higher and lower. You know the card game that used to be on whatever the game show was?
Yeah, they literally put the big massive cards up and put it higher or lower.
That's it. So
yeah.
You've got to guess, but we're also going to be going, is it higher or lower?
What was that game called? It wasn't called higher or lower, though. The actual
play
game
your cards show. Right.
Play your cards
there
right.
You
thank
go.
You. Yeah.
So I've got 9 characters. Just mm-hmm. to annoy everyone, it's not 10, it's 9.
Good. The 9.5 characters.
Yeah, there's 9 characters.
Right.
I'm going to be asking what you think their real age of the actor, or if it's in the show, what their characters are. I will tell you which one we're looking for, okay? So.
Yes, okay.
The first one that I'm going to bring up then is Stifler's mum. What film was Stifler's mum from, first of all?
She's from American Pie.
American Pie.
She's been in loads of stuff.
She's a fantastic actress. Mm. Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
That was released in 1999. How old? So they never say how old Stifler's mum is. So what we're going with on this one is we're looking for the age of Jennifer Coolidge when she played Stifler's mum.
She's still in stuff now.
She is.
And she doesn't really look that much older. I reckon she might have only been in her 30s.
Oh, really now?
Yeah.
She was 38 when American Pie was recorded.
Okay, I kind of cheated a bit by saying in her 30s, so I win, but...
We're not scoring this anyway, yeah. So that's fine. So you've got your first answer, 38.
Okay.
Now I'm going to take you back to 1990, and it's another character we don't know their age.
Hang on, no, if she was 38, so that's only a year younger than me now.
Yeah, this is the point.
So if they did, like... Wait for it.
Stifler's 18, so she had him when she was 20. Mm. Not as bad as a lot of people. A lot of people go, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, she was a fairly young mum, but she's meant to be slightly older. And I think they're meant to play her a bit older, aren't they, in the film? But
yeah,
I just it kind of shocked me to think that's not just so far from our age, but we both have toddlers.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different.
It's like, hang on a moment. Shit. Okay. Next film, 1990. It's a character from Home Alone. All right. Kevin McAllister's mum. Now, we never find out her age. You think about how many kids she's got. Now, I know there's cousins and family there, but she has Buzz. She has a daughter. And she has Kevin. And I think she has at least one other child.
So am I saying. The actress at the time?
We want the actress's real age. At the time of the film, we're looking for the actress's real age because we're going with she would have just been portraying herself. Are we going higher or lower than 38?
A lot of me wants to say higher, but I think it's almost a trick, so I'm going to say lower.
Okay, and any idea what it might be?
35.
Not bad. It is lower. You win that? She was 36 when she filmed Home Alone.
Realistically, she'd probably be older than that with all those kids ages that they are.
100%.
So 36, I was just off.
Okay, next one.
What?
And I've written it in the British way, not the American. Stacey's mum.
I know Stacey's mum's got it going on.
She's got it going on. We're looking for the real age of the actress that played Stacey's mum in 2003 when that single was released.
She's English. So we're saying Stacey's mom has got it going on.
Stacey's mom has got a really paunchy
tum.
Is she going to be higher or lower than Catherine O'Hara playing Kevin McAllister's mum, first of all?
So the actress playing her mum?
Yeah, the actress playing Stacey's mom.
I think younger again.
Okay, any ideas?
I'm trying to remember the video. She looked super young in the video, almost like a hot step mum rather than a mum. So I'm going to say she was like 32.
Oh, that's close. It's 33.
Ugh.
You're pretty good at this. Okay.
You always go under when you're giving women's
age. I am.
Sexist comment of the day.
It was indeed. At least it wasn't nonce watch.
Give me time.
This one is definitely going to throw you, I think.
Mm.
The Rugrats. Stu and Dee Dee Pickles, Tommy Pickles' parents, their fictional age, is it higher or lower than 33?
They have drawn so much older. They're drawn older.
So Rugrats
They're
was from 1991.
How I look now. His dad is like how I look now. Tired. Bearded.
So yeah, Rugrats, 1991, amazing animation, all on Paramount.
So I
at the
think
moment.
She is younger or older than 34. Why are we doing all women, by the way?
We're not. This is Stu and Dee Dee. We're looking,
oh,
at. We're looking
Dee Dee.
At the dad and mum.
Oh gosh, because I was 34 when T was born.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit older. I'm going to say again, I'm going against what I actually think. I'm going to say a year younger than what we just said. So we just said 34. So I'm going to say 33. They're just a bit younger.
You're pretty good at this. So we said 33 for Stacey's mum.
Okay.
Stu is 32 and Dee Dee is older at 33.
So I did say 33.
They have had a hard fucking life.
They've had a hard life, yeah. Well, having all those kids around.
But this one was stolen along with Stacey's mum, funny. In fact, these first four were stolen. In fact, first five were stolen from the TikTok video I watched. Quite right. If you've got to babysit all of those kids all the fucking time and Angelica, I'd
oh, yeah,
like
Angelica's
that.
Enough.
Exactly. Okay. Homer Simpson from season one of The Simpsons, the fictional age, higher or lower than 32?
Now, again, I think it's younger because I think they just portray him as being older.
1989, by the way.
1989. I think he's young. I think he's 30. He meant to be 30. They just make him look really fucking old.
He's actually 32.
So he was younger, though.
Well, yeah, younger than Dee Dee, at least. Mm. So, yeah, 32 years old. Interesting fact that I found out today. In the recent series of, or one of the recent series of South Park, Simpsons, they retconned it, so he's now not born in the 1960s, but he's born in the 2000s, and Bart wasn't born till 2011.
Huh? What, so they're saying Homer's 25?
Well, no, because it's basically because it's carrying on. So he'll be 32 forever, basically.
Oh, right.
So they've kind of retconned it, so they now have modern date of birth, apparently. Weird, stupid, just leave it alone.
I don't think it really matters.
No, because it's shit now.
I haven't seen it such a long
time. I loved the early Simpsons. I disliked the new ones, massively so. They went massively downhill, actually fairly soon after something like season 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to watch one of the new seasons recently and it's just so bad. Yeah. And then I look at the things like Bob's Burgers, which is up to like season 13, and it's so good even after this number of seasons. Simpsons just needs to kill it now. Just cut the throat of the Simpsons and let it die.
So I think there's like one actor that does like most of the voices, isn't there? Is he worried about AI taking his job, essentially?
Dan, whatever his name is, yeah. Okay, so we're on 32. Mm-hmm. We're back to 1990, and we're looking for the real age of Mr. Bean, a.k.a. Rowan Atkinson. So obviously we never find out Mr. Bean's actual age, so we're looking for how old was Rowan Atkinson when he filmed and portrayed Mr. Bean in 1990. Higher or lower than 32?
How old was Rowan Atkinson in 1990?
Basically,
the question you're
asking. That's the question, because realistically, he's portraying Mr. Bean. There's no age to Mr. Bean, so we can assume that Rowan Atkinson portrayed him at the age that he was at that age. At that year, even.
So, I mean, I would have been 5.
Yes, you were. I was 6.
So, I reckon he's probably about the same age as my dad. Maybe he's 70. So I'm going to say he was 30.
You're not bad at this. You're wrong. You went lower and it's higher. He was.
Originally I was going to say 35 and I changed it to 30.
35.
Damn.
Bang on 35 for when he first filmed
my
Mr.
First,
Bean.
My first thought was 35 and then went, no, I'm going to say 30.
Okay. This one should
be. He must be the same age as my dad then.
Possibly.
He's in his mid to late 70s then.
Yeah. This should be an easy one. 2010 now. Oh, it's near.
Whoa.
Still 15 fucking years ago.
I was about to say present days.
Matt Smith, Doctor Who first series for Matt Smith. What was his real age? Because obviously I'm not going to ask you the fucking Doctor's age, because you're always going to say higher because it's millennia. We're asking for Matt Smith's age when he filmed the first season of Doctor Who as the Doctor.
Higher, 36.
Really? Okay, my phone just crashed out, so give me 2 seconds. I'm surprised by that because he looks so baby-faced. He was 27.
Stop.
He was 27.
How old is he now?
He's older than me. He's 2 years older than I am.
He's only 2 years older.
Born 1982.
Maybe if I'd actually thought about it longer than just going for the number, I might have actually got it.
Okay, so
Sorry, Matt Smith.
You went lower, 27.
Worf. No, I said higher.
So, yeah, you went higher. Worf, the next generation Star Trek. His fictional age. How old is Worf the Klingon in the Next Generation? Series started in 1987.
Fictional age, 40.
So, according to everywhere I read, and I've found it in several locations.
70?
Worf is meant to be 24 years old.
Stop
when
it.
He joins the Enterprise's
how
crew.
How old is his kid?
Well, he's probably 30 knowing how bloody Klingon's age. So yeah, there you go.
Worf was
actually 35 years old as the actor.
Mm-hmm.
But his character is meant to be 24 years old.
Not having that.
That's just stupid, isn't it?
I've got this kind of thing. Do you think when you were younger and you look at a 35-year-old, do you think they looked older than what we look when we're 35?
I think we look young. As a generation, I think we look younger than the previous generation.
I feel like we do. Yeah, I feel like we do.
100%.
It can't just be just a random thing.
No, no. Being our generation, being millennials, meant we aged better. Fuck you. come at me.
Final one, the most hated generation.
Well, we're just adding to it, aren't we? Final one, then. Higher or lower? 1999. Futurama. Mm-hmm. The fictional age of Bender.
He's younger. I think he's only like 8.
You're right to go younger. He's 4.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was super young, yeah.
So what I conclude from this quiz, that I do genuinely feel old, especially when you realise Jennifer Coolidge as Stifler's mum had an 18-year-old and we've just got toddlers, is that I should be doing those quizzes online and writing them and putting them up for people to send each other and go, oh, I've done another quiz for you.
Yeah, you put them on TikTok.
Ooh, that's not a bad shout. So, did it make you feel old?
I already did, but yeah.
Well, you're going to feel older after the taste test.
French treats? I believe the word is merde. That's right, merde means treat in French.
It's time to taste test. Rob has 3 packs in front of him. We have... Actually, Rob, you tell us what have we got
there. I've got Karen's sack.
Yes, you've got... You've got Karen's sack. Someone had to have it, just not Karen.
Something Karen needs to tell us. So she posted me her sack.
So these are from France. I've got no idea what they are. They look like Tic Tacs. I'm going to say I bet they're licorice. And it's C-A-R space E-N space S-A-C. A.K.A. Karen's sack. So we have
those.
They look
like Tic Tacs, dude.
They do look like Tic Tacs. I bet they're not minty. I'm going to say they're going to be licorice. That's what they look like to me. They look like smaller versions of a licorice comforter.
A what? Say a licorice comforter.
I think that's what they were called. They were
So your kid goes to bed with a comforter.
And it's licorice.
A licorice one.
You stick them to the wall with it.
I like the colours. I like the colours. They're cute.
They're very French colours.
Yeah, it's just French colours, aren't they? With green.
They're made by Haribo. We will taste them in a moment.
Gave it away.
Well, I think it might be.
That a quarter of the packaging is Haribo.
And you've got the annoying little turd of a kid that you want to punch.
Yeah, the weird looking kid.
So we've got those. What else have we got?
Vegetarian.
These are the other French ones.
Michuco.
We have Michoco.
Michoco.
Which I've got
Noir
no idea. They look
flavor.
Like, I'm guessing they're dark chocolate, and I think they must be a caramel, maybe a toffee.
Yeah.
We're not sure. They're a big brown pack. We'll find out when we get to them.
My French is forgotten secondary school level French. So
yeah, I did French up to year 9.
Someone's been at the jelly tots.
Yes, I've already been at the tangy jelly tots.
Tangy jelly tots made with fruit juice.
Now,
what's this one in English?
Because that one is from England. So that's what I was saying earlier. So 2 are from France, 1 is from Tesco. That's the one from Tesco. The reason I got it was because if you remember back to when we went ghost hunting, we tried the Jelly Tots Tropical.
Sorry, ghost? Ghost
Gunting. Thing. Sorry,
oh,
Gunting.
Sorry, I got confusing.
You're
what are
right,
you talking
sorry.
About?
You're right, Gunting. We tried Tropical Jelly Tots, and they were next level.
Oh, they were so... Who brought those?
I
did. You that brought them? Because all of us were eating them. All of us were oh, these are so good.
Ashens and Ryan's polished... try that one again. Ashens and Ryan polished up a lot of them.
Yeah, they ate a lot of those. Ryan did.
But yeah, so we're going to give the tangy ones a try.
Cool.
Or I should say, Rob is going to give them a try.
Can I want to go straight for this? It's in my hands already.
Oh,
open.
Yeah, go on then. He's ripped open the sack. Oh, my gosh. I'm
just going to just place my hand gently inside.
Oh, I would just take a handful.
Well, serving is 11.
Oh, all in one go then. Down in one. Down in
God,
one.
Oh, God, that's too many.
Now, I wasn't blown away by these. They've got the typical jelly top firmness and chewiness. And, yeah. They are tangy.
What is that for? So tangy.
Rob's face has contorted like a punkered up arsehole at the moment. He's struggling. It genuinely looks like he's in pain.
Oh, they taste so good.
Honestly, I wish I'd filmed this because he said, oh, it tastes so good. He looks like he's in pain.
I don't know how to describe it. They taste so good, but I still can't open my eyes. But they are so... tangy.
Bitter and tangy.
That. But not like those horrible things that you made me have. They were unpleasant.
My blue balls.
Yeah, this is... has the reaction of wanting to squeeze your face up to like a cat's arsehole. But tastes really good and really strong. It just makes your mouth just fill up with saliva and just be like, oh, it tastes so good. I'm gonna have another one.
No, go for
it.
No
wonder you've had a load of these.
Yeah, I shouldn't have, and... that's a whole other discussion. But
I shouldn't be having them.
They
either.
Aren't bad at all. I think the one thing I would say for them that I'm going to limit their score on is how tangy they are. I like the tanginess. I think they're just that little bit too much.
You can eat them and drive.
Well, no, do you remember those old Rountree's adverts where they said they had things like people's faces contorting, didn't they, when they ate them?
Mm-hmm.
These actually do that. Those didn't. These do.
So scientists have unlocked the special sourness.
In fact, I might have to send a bag of these to the Cheap Show boys because I reckon
they
might struggle with those.
Oh, it's... you're right. It's... the sourness is almost too much.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't actually want to eat a whole pack. I've had eight now.
Okay.
So I've had this left in the serving. That's enough. I'm not going to have any more.
Maybe that's why they're doing it. It's a bit like the Nintendo Switch carts. They put that special chemical on so people don't put them in their mouth.
You know how many people don't believe me about that?
Oh, I know.
When I get those of people to lick cartridges.
Yeah, lick a cartridge.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they do it with that. So it limits the amount you eat.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so I've got to rate this.
You do have to rate it. I'm going to rate it a 4 point, just a tad too tangy.
Yeah.
They're nice. I really enjoy them, but I can't enjoy many of them because I struggle with the sourness.
4 point, perfectly puckerish.
Very nice.
Puckerish. Yeah. The only reason it's not five is because the sourness is just a bit too much.
It is.
I said, you couldn't drive and eat them.
No, God, no.
You couldn't have them next to you and just putting one in because you'd be crashing. So, yeah. Yeah, they're good, though. Quality.
So, I learned something the other day before you opened one of those.
Right.
Which one do you want to do first?
I'll do the chocolate one.
The chocolate one, right. You see where you've got the hole at the top where they put them on the rack?
Yes.
Do you see that there's that loose piece of plastic there?
Yes.
I always just thought that was stamped out, and I'm sure it is stamped out.
I think it's just a donk.
Throw it over. That's exactly what I think. Yeah, they just donk it on. However... I've tried this on every packet I've seen it on now. And you can open it for sharing by just peeling it.
I think that's just a...
Is that a happenstance, do you think?
Yeah, it's a happenstance, yeah.
But how good is that? So, yeah, now you've got the pack open, you can put it on the table.
We can do it on that one. No, we won't do it on that one because it's all loose.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
I don't think I'm going to like this. I'm just going to throw that out there.
So, oh, wow, I can already smell the cocoa and I've not unwrapped mine.
Here we are, some sweets. I'm just rubbing them by your ears.
Yeah, let's stop now. You're not wearing headphones, I am, you bastard.
I don't like the smell.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they really are cocoa-y. That's really dark chocolate.
I mean, I had a 70% square of Lindt earlier.
Oh.
And that's they're strong.
Toffee. They are toffee. Oh, not doing my teeth any good.
Just making my jaw crack.
Mm. The cocoa is perfectly fine. I'm not a fan of dark chocolate, so I found that a bit dark. It's no Werther's original. I know what my rating's going to be now. And we're going to have to spend fucking ages chewing this, so what I might do...
Pause it.
I'm going to pause it. I've lost 3 teeth. My jaw is broken. It's gone. I finished.
Yeah, finished it. The toffee inside was nice, but I didn't like the dark chocolate on the outside.
Yeah, the toffee was fine. Dark chocolate, you either like it or you don't. That was really dark.
It was.
I reckon that must have been 80 or 90% cocoa. Mm. I mean, does the packet say? It might do. I know it said noir on the front. These are the Michoacos, by the way. He's looking. He's reading.
64.
No, that's the amount of cocoa. That's not the percentage.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the ingredients.
Yeah,
list, sorry.
It'll be on the front if it's on anything. Oh, it is 64%. It tasted darker than that, which means it's dirty, cheap, shitty chocolate. Doesn't surprise me.
I wouldn't want another one.
No, I wouldn't want another one, so I'll feed them to someone.
Come on, I want to have a taste of Karen's sack.
Go on, let's open up Karen's sack. Oh, hang on, we didn't rate it. Right, those Michoacos were a 2-point not Cadbury's Roses toffee.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like a Rolo almost, isn't it? But harder.
If you'd stuck it in the fucking freezer, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Two point not me choco.
Right, I'm just seeing if there's any sort of ingredients I can add. So, oh God, I nearly read that as Fanny.
It's black inside.
Oh, it's licorice. It's got to be licorice. Surely. If it's black... I've popped 3 in my mouth anyway.
Oh, that's weird.
Is it? Oh.
I only put 1 in.
I wish I hadn't.
Oh, it's so odd.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's not licorice. Oh, it is. No, that is.
Oh, when you have a few, you can taste it. Oh. I don't like these at all.
Oh, yuck. Oh, it gets worse. That's licorice. That's got to be licorice. Oh. All of a sudden, the taste just suddenly starts appearing. Oh, that's grim. Licorice-flavoured sugared almonds.
It's gross.
So there you go. It's sugar almond with licorice. Oh. Mm.
2 point. No, thank you, monsieur.
2 point mad.
I'm going out. Sorry, I need to have a sour Roundtree thing to get the taste of it because I finished my drink.
That's absolutely grim.
That's horrible.
Funny thing is, Kay wants to try that, so I might record her.
Yeah, do. I'd love to see that.
Oh. Yuck.
She'd be all right with that, wouldn't she?
Yeah, well, she'll like those. She absolutely loves anything sour, so she is going to try those. Yep, 2 point mad.
Toddlers and small kids love to ask why. Today, we teach you how not to throttle them.
Oh, since we got over the trauma of those disgusting French... Well, sorry, we got over the trauma of tasting Karen's sack. T, what's he been up to?
He's got past the Y stage, which was saved by your piece of advice on how to deal with the Y stage.
You can thank Jem for that because she's the one that told me.
Because it was like a proper, instantly would stop the conversation.
So for those of you that don't know that, if you've got a toddler, this might be a lifesaver. When they get to the Y, And you give them an answer and then say, why? What you do is you turn around to them, you look them dead in the eye, and you punch them.
You Rochambeau them.
And by the time they get up, you're gone. Oh, dear. No, genuine answer. You look at them and you say, why do you think?
Yeah.
And, oh, it fucks them right up.
Really stops him in his tracks. T, well, every time T was like, what?
But I'm doing this to wind you up.
Yeah, and they do it to wind you up.
Oh,
yeah. They are absolutely doing it to wind you up. Because sometimes I would say to him, before I got this piece of amazing knowledge, I'd be like, are you doing this to annoy me? I just straight up ask him, like, you're winding me up, buddy. Like, why are you asking me this?
And then you drop kicking him in the balls and off you go.
Yeah. And then you do a run up.
Kick the baby. Don't kick the baby.
So we're past that stage, but now I'm getting the kind of the actual challenging questions about the world and stuff. And the one that we got yesterday was, what happens when you die?
Oh,
which was a tough one, as somebody who used to be quite religious and now isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I played it was, well,
I didn't know you used to be religious.
Sorry?
I didn't know you used to be religious.
Yeah, I was quite religious when I went to school.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's quite a deep story of why I'm not now. I don't really want to go on the podcast. I'll tell you off air.
That's an off-air story. Religion and politics are a no-go.
Yeah, off-air, I'll happy to. I answered it by saying what people believe in without saying what I did, because I've already made that mistake with my eldest niece.
No.
Because she goes to a Church of England school like I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has just straight up asked me a few things. And, you know, she straight up asked me specifically, did I believe in God? And I said, no. Did I believe in the story of Jesus? No. But I would instantly say to her, but you're allowed to.
Yeah.
You can believe what you want, but I don't. You know, and
that's exactly what we've done with K. We'll do the same with T. We don't believe. Everyone has their own choice. You have your own right to make your mind up when you're old enough to, and when you're able to work things out for yourself. We will support whatever you choose to believe.
And what he said was, right, where'd you go when you die? And I went, well, no one really knows where you go when you die. No one really knows. It's like, why not? I said, well, when you die, you can't come back and tell anybody what's there because you've died.
You're gone.
And it's like, no, but it was weird because he was like, no, but you must go somewhere. Where do you go? I'm like, well, some people believe you go to a place called heaven. Some people believe that you don't go anywhere. Some people believe that you get reincarnated as another person or as an animal. And he goes, well, that's stupid.
And oh, I was that's like, beautiful.
Okay, well, he's not one of those.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so that was really fun. That really did break the ice. It's like, people don't believe that, Daddy. That's stupid. But you don't come back as an animal.
Oh, good boy, T. Well done.
So, yeah, that really ended the conversation there because he was just so flabbergasted that someone could believe that you'd come back as an animal.
Nice.
But yeah, that was the first of many interesting conversations I think I'm going to be having with
you. Oh, mate, you haven't got a clue what's coming for you. Oh, you haven't got a clue. So we've given Kay a bit of an extension on her bedtime, and we've started showing her, she's 11, we're showing her 12 certificate films that we've pre-vetted to an extent.
Okay.
Jem watched Miss Congeniality with her the other night. Great film. Love Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, I know it.
Great film. Excellent.
It's called Sandra Bullock and she's beautiful.
A word came up. And Jen was like,
which one?
Ah. She watched 13 Going on 30 with Kay. And the same word came up again.
Not the C-bomb.
No.
Oh, okay.
Mummy, what's an orgasm?
It's like, and then Jen went, I don't know.
If I had something to throw at you, I would right now, you shitbag. Oh, he's really set himself up. He's gone red in the face.
I can't wait for him to text me.
Oh, you absolute dick. Anyway, so we had Jem had the difficult explanation of, well, Kay's been through sex education, but they literally learn the science of it. Cock goes in fanny, spunk, baby. Not to that level. Obviously, I've never taught it, as you can tell.
As I'm some kind of expert.
Well, don't forget, I'm not the worst person here. We had a friend, we'll talk off air, that she was a girl, and someone else we worked with had to draw on a napkin where the clitoris was.
Hey, do I know these people?
Yes.
Okay, wow, okay, we'll have this conversation.
Yeah. Bear in mind, this is also the same person that we somewhat persuaded when we were driving back on the motorway. Why are the chevrons, or why are there chevrons on the motorway?
I think I'm already going to know who this is.
And we said, it's to make sure people remember to drive in the right direction. Oh, okay then.
I think I know who it is.
Oh, you'll know exactly who it is. But yeah, so we had to explain what an orgasm was, which is fairly more simple than you think. But yeah, so we've got these films and we're just like, oh no, I forgot this bit happens in it. And we're just looking and it's like, oh, it's gone over her head. Oh, thank God. But that doesn't mean you're safe.
It'll come up the next day.
In a week's time.
Yes. Oh,
by the way, Tom.
Do you remember
what's
3 minutes
door
past
action?
Two? Yeah, do you remember 3 minutes past two on Tuesday last month when this happened?
That's more.
T is exactly that.
That is more realistic than you think.
Jesus, Tom, are you desperate to make us all feel old or something? Time for another quiz designed to make you realise it's no longer the 90s, arsehole.
Oh, dear.
Enough mirth. No, I'm going to make you feel old again.
I'm
going to make all the listeners feel old. So, back at the beginning of the show, I said, do you remember what we did in episode one? In episode one, I made us feel old by saying films and asking you how old you think they were.
Right.
And it started, I think the first one I did was the first Pirates of the Caribbean, which shocked us as to how old it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some more films. I've got 10 films. I'm going to look for you either giving me the release date or how old you think the film is.
Okay.
Toy Story 2, because I know we did the original Toy Story.
25 years old.
26. Ah! Not bad. 1999. Now, a lot of people tell me Toy Story 2 is their favourite. And in fact, I've seen people put Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, or Toy Story 3, Toy Story 2, then Toy Story 1. They are all wrong. Toy Story 1 is the ultimate Toy Story.
I think 1's the best one.
Just because when all of his friends turn up for the party, it turns out it's all the same Andy character.
Yeah, it's the same Andy character, yeah.
But it was so good as a first film. I loved it, and I still love it to this day. I've got such a soft spot for it.
Mm.
But knowing Disney, it's going to be made as fucking live action soon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
In fact, that wouldn't surprise me. When are we going to get that? The Lilo and Stitch trailer dropped today. It looks really good, to be fair.
I've not seen it.
But I've not seen the original Lilo and Stitch film. So I've got no love to it.
We're doing
a
live action Moana, right?
Oh, yeah, they are.
And I love the Moana film. It's one of my favourite Disney films.
Moana,
I absolutely loved it.
Make waves. Oh, you've drowned. Shit. Oh, that wasn't Moana. It's fine. Don't worry.
Whenever I say you're welcome at home, I do it.
You're welcome. And the still the best bit is the crab in the first film.
Yeah.
Ah, I see what you did there. You took a pebble and you painted it shiny. And oh, no.
No one else could be that character, though.
No.
It's just that's ingrained.
And if you haven't watched Flight of the Conchords, go and watch Flight of the Conchords. It's so funny.
I hope they use him in the live action one.
Oh, they've got
I
to.
I really hope
I'm
they
I'm glad
do.
He turned up in the end of the second film.
You know, it'd be really funny. I just had this feeling, like, if they actually didn't have a giant crab and they made it like a Mighty Bush character.
Well, he just comes out and he's painted.
Yeah.
top hat, polo on his eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Couple of plastic claws.
I'm a crap.
The problem is they would do it with Noel Fielding.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
That would just ruin it. It's like, it's got to be. Yeah. Okay, so 26 years ago for Toy Story 2.
Wow, yeah.
Over half of my life, over half of your life ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters 2. See how you do on this one.
Is it 89?
It is, bang on.
Thank you, yeah.
It's because you've been in the sci-fi show, so
I... Yeah, I didn't. I almost kind of knew the date.
Yeah, 1989, making it 36
was
years
old. Was the first one 84? Yeah.
So when I was born, and then this one 5 years later. We're becoming a bit more modern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, Ghostbusters 1 or Ghostbusters 2? I'm sure we've talked about it before.
I prefer 1... But only because I've seen 2 so much, because 2 was the one they put on the telly all the time. I'm almost bored of it.
Right, yeah. No, that's what we talked about. It was always, when Channel 5 came live, their first big film they did was
Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 2. I have a very big soft spot for 2. I like it.
I love the gunge.
I don't think it deserves the hate it gets. You're right.
It gets hate?
Yeah, it does get hate. Ghostbusters 1 for me, though, it is... It pips it ever so slightly, but I find it hard to kind of judge between the two. Okay. Bit more modern this time. Little Tommy Cruise in Minority Report.
Shit, I should know because I was just...
You were.
Literally, you watched it the other day too. I think that he's really young in it. It's got to be 98.
Ooh, bit too. 2002.
Okay. So it's I thought it was before 2000.
It's 23 years old this year.
He's fucking young there too.
He does, doesn't he? And he's one that has aged.
It's the short hair.
It is. And probably doing all your own fucking stunts don't help.
Yeah.
Hanging onto the side of an aircraft as it takes off, as you get sandblasted by all the dust going past. It's not going to do much for your skin. Right now, this is a classic. One of the best films ever released. Batman and Robin.
Okay, so is this one with Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze.
Now then, I got this as a present.
I saw it at the cinema. I saw it at the St. Albans Odeon.
I got this as a VHS, and when I asked for it, my dad went, "You want that?"
Even he knew.
So, that might be 98.
Not bad. 97.
Yeah.
So 1997.
I was trying to think how old I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28 years old.
Yeah. Well, 28. I'd love to watch that again. Been a long time.
It gets a lot of hate. It's a long film.
Oh, because it's rubbish.
Yeah. Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, Bane.
Yeah.
Are all in it. You've got...
I mean, it's comic accurate. You've got to give them the fact that like, the Bane costume... They went comic accurate in the portrayal of how they all looked.
Yeah, definitely.
They definitely did that. It's just not a very good film.
Was that the first one that had bat nipples? Or was that the George Clooney one?
George Clooney had bat nipples.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Who was Batman? Who was Batman and Robin? It was Keaton, wasn't it? Yeah, maybe. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, I'm going to quickly look that one up because we can't let that one go. And also, I want to know when bat nipples came around because I remember that became a whole meme before kind of memes kind of existed. No, it was George Clooney.
It was Clooney.
It was Clooney's first. So that's when the bat nipples appeared. And if you've got no idea what I'm talking about, the Batman costume got nipples. There was no need for it. I don't know why body armor would suddenly need anatomically correct nipples, but they did it anyway. Maybe it's like, oh no, there's a baby over there. I better feed it with my bat nipple.
Batman almost feels like America's James Bond. They get the American suave actor to be Batman, whereas England get the English suave actor to be James
Clooney
Bond.
Clooney was like top of his game at this point.
Now he's the coffee.
He was ER. Oh god, yeah, we'll talk about that anyway. He was in ER. He was in all sorts of things. He was loved. Newspapers loved him. GQ magazine, all of those sort of magazines, FHM and stuff, featured articles on him.
The Forever Bachelor. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I saw him in the coffee advert the other day. He looks so old. He's got a moustache. I thought he was just this little old French man to start with. He's like, oh shit, no, that's George Clooney. Fuck. Damn. I mean, just remember it, him and his hate, he was everywhere. And then seeing him now just doing coffee adverts is like, am I feeling sad for George Clooney? right, okay, Batman and Robin. So 28 years ago, that one.
Yeah, bloody hell.
So 97, so what, you were 11?
Yep.
11 years old and you chose to get on here. I saw it at the cinema, so my own fault as well. At least I didn't have it at home and get told, well, we bought it for you, so you are going to watch it again.
You're fucking watching it again.
And again. Right, this one's a bit of a favourite for me. The Santa Claus. Oh, Tim Allen, right, now it's cancelled. Yeah, no, so The Santa Claus, 1994. Oh. Oh,
1994.
You're right. Well done. Fuck's sake.
I was going to go later than that.
That's the art attack.
Yeah,
it's
that's
art attack all over again.
Your art attack, yeah.
31 years ago. I've got a soft spot for that film. As much as it basically portrays Tim Allen killing Santa Claus in the early opening of the film, it's not a bad one. It's enjoyable. It's a real good family Christmas film.
Yeah.
I think so, anyway.
We need to do something with Ben again.
We do need to get Ben back
on. He needs to invite us to go on Elfsplaining.
Ooh.
Ben, I know you don't listen.
Yeah, Ben, if you do listen, come on with us. No, no.
Fuck's sake.
Oopsie. Would you like to get back into the quiz?
I'm never going to get on Elfsplaining now.
Or do you want to get back into Ben?
I haven't brought my raincoat.
Oh, well. You could risk it. The Truman Show. I'm not going to fuck this one up. The Truman Show.
The Truman Show is so ingrained in my psyche.
It is a brilliant film.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone was so used to Jim Carrey being Ace Ventura. I don't think Liar Liar had come out yet, although maybe it was near to this. They were so used to him just being the rubber face man, the funny man.
2002.
98.
Oh, I was going to say 96. And I was like, no, it's going to be older. I must just be thinking it wrong.
I must admit, when I was doing this, I thought, right, Truman Show, that's got to be early 2000. No, 98. I didn't think it was that old. Makes it 20...
I just remember it so vividly. Well, I mean, I've seen it quite a few times too, but...
How can you not? It's such a good film.
Even now, I think it's where a lot of people was kind of, you know, the whole thing about calling people NPCs and saying, you know, you've got player one
yeah,
syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's all come from that.
I think a lot of ideas came from that, definitely. Mm. I mean, the film's a genius film, just full stop. The whole idea that someone from birth all through their life are captured on film and the world is watching them. It's such a creepy, but when you watch TV now, it's not too far off. Reality TV. I mean, YouTubers, the ones that Kay watches, fuck me, some of their parents are horrible. That's literally, the child wakes up and the camera's in their fucking face. It's just like, leave the kid alone. But that's what they're doing. They are mimicking the Truman Show in their own way. And it's sad, but people want to watch that. But as the films go, it's kind of the first time you see Jim Carrey not being Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the real opening, because I've seen him in serious things since. He is such a good actor. So, so good. And I hate the fact that he is typecast, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like Bruce Willis. It's the comedy films. Give him something serious, though, because he's so good at it. Robin Williams, rest in peace. One-hour photo. Fuck me, he's brilliant.
A lot of those, especially in that era of comedy actor, were very good doing the dramatic stuff.
And they deserve more recognition for it. Okay, moving on. Gladiator.
Oh, I literally watched a trailer for it today.
Testing
an Apple TV, and they had Gladiator 2, and I was like, I'd rather watch a trailer for Gladiator 1.
There's another film that didn't need a sequel. No.
I think they're even portraying that actor is meant to be Maximus's kid too. In the trailer for number two, they say it.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's meant to be.
But when you watch number one, there's no indication at all that Maximus would have slept with that woman. Because he's so obsessed with his own wife and child.
Yes.
You can tell there's a sexual tension, but I don't believe for a moment that anything happened between them.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, I've never seen the first film. It's not my cup of tea, so I've kind of avoided watching it.
That's brilliant.
The only bits that I've watched are the clips when people are pointing out, oh, look, another digital watch. Oh, another digital... Oh, Starbucks coffee cup.
Oh, fucking like in Zulu.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. It's older than I think. Is it pre-2000s?
I'm not giving you any clues, darling. 99. 2000.
2000.
It was a millennium film. It makes it 25 years old. Coming straight into the next one then, because I know this is another one of your favourites, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
That's 30 years old. I'm sure it's 30 years old.
2001.
Is it?
Yeah, if you think if it was 30 years old, that would put it to 1995. Think about the CGI involved in it.
Oh, so it's 20 years old.
It's 24 years old.
So I'm sure I saw, maybe I'm thinking of the 20-year anniversary of it.
Possibly, but bear in mind, if it had been 30 years old, and this is saying something, that would have been Toy Story.
And considering it's my favourite film of all time, and I just got it the most wrong out of all of them.
No, but if you consider Toy Story's look at how quickly we evolved for film. Isn't it amazing? We had Toy Story 94, 95, and I love it still. It has its looks to it. But it's quite obviously an early computer-generated graphics.
Well, you're talking about two of the biggest companies in history, Pixar and Weta. You know, it's you don't get bigger at the time than those two.
Exactly.
Or so, even now.
So you know? What they did for Toy Story was the best that it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
6 years later, 6 years, and you get some of the CGI and stuff that was done in Lord of the Rings. Amazing.
The thing about Lord of the Rings...
And even then, Pirates of the Caribbean. It's almost like we're having this weird revolution against CGI in films because even I was watching a terrible shit film, awful fucking crap film, Transformers The Last Night.
Oh, I've seen that.
But it's glorious in how it looks. So nice.
CGI is best used to accompany real stuff. Unless you're doing a full CGI film. Like, those Corridor Digital people are great at explaining how using it to just touch things up. Like in that most recent James Bond, I think I've said it before, there's a scene where he's driving around Italy or something.
Yeah.
And there's just a bit of a shot above it with him driving around a bit of tarmac. Oh, sorry, like a light-coloured stones. And when you actually see it, it's full of tire screeches where they take off the tires, but they use CGI to just clean it up.
Yep.
You know, that's the perfect scenario.
That's the right use for it. But you say it's best as an addition to what you're doing with live action, but look at Marvel. They've done that as an addition, and theirs is looking ropier and ropier. I still stand by the scene where Johnny Flame gets killed in Deadpool 3, Wolverine, whatever you want to call it, is shockingly bad. It looks terrible.
The problem at the moment is that Disney, specifically Disney, the talent for it is there. But we've all know since that Shang-Chi in the fucking Ring film how shit, how fucking diabolically bad the car scene was in that. It's because... The talent is definitely there, but they're not given the time, they're not given the money.
Well, this is it, isn't it?
That is it.
If people aren't willing to work to the standards that Disney want, they're kicked out and they just get someone else in and they're pushing it too quick,
too much, yeah.
And they're not giving them the time to actually create it. Whereas, as I said, the Transformer films, those Transformers genuinely look like they're part of the actual film.
Because they weren't doing yearly things. They weren't trying to meet some stupid fucking timeline. It's like, no, it's going to be 2 years away or whatever. Whereas Disney, like, no, we need to have a film. We need to have a film. We need to have a series. We need to have a film.
The Sonic
you get
films.
1 year. You get 1 year. Extend everything to 2 years.
Yeah.
Give the CGI guys a whole nother year of time to do it. It all looked great.
Look at the Sonic films. They're just fun
cartoon
films.
I wish I could. I've only seen the first one. Desperate to watch the second one. Desperate to watch the third. But T's like, I want to watch them with you. Great, I want to watch them with you too. Can we watch it? I don't want to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I rolled then for everyone who can't see me.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I understand that pain. But the point is, even they listened to the public and went, let's get rid of Sonic's teeth.
Yeah.
And it looks good. He looks like he's part of the scene. I know he looks CGI, but he still looks like he's meant to be there. Whereas the Marvel stuff, anyway, I'm going down that route. Lord of the Rings, 24 years old.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was a long time.
Now, this is a film that you have to say in exactly the way that it's said in the film. Wally.
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 2005.
2008, making it 17 years old now. It's nearly at university.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Because I still consider that I consider it a modern film.
Yeah, I do too. I was massively going older than I actually thought.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, final one then before we wrap this up. 28 days later, especially because we've got 28 years later is now coming out in the cinema. Soon, I think. We had 28 days later.
That must be 20 years ago.
23. That was 2002.
Yeah, I did know that.
And again, what a brilliant film. Really looking forward to seeing
the trailer for the new one. Looks great.
Yeah.
I was super skeptical, saw the trailer, thought this looks fucking brilliant.
Absolutely my thoughts on
it.
And the whole idea of it is just chilling. And in fact, was it 28 days later we got the first fast zombies?
Yep, it's the first zombies that I know of where they ran.
Yeah, because it was...
And they were terrifying.
You had George A. Romero... Not, is it George A. Romero?
George,
yeah, George A. Romero.
George A. Romero, yeah.
Yeah, and Dawn of the Dead, Dusk of... Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and all the various films he did.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead. And they were all plays on the originals from back whenever the era was. But they were all slow zombies. But the only thing I think that was different on his was by the end of the third film, aren't the zombies showing intelligence or something?
Yeah, I didn't like that last one. With the guy pumping gas.
Yeah, showing intelligence and they like trying to show care for other zombies to themselves.
Yeah, and then they walk through the river. Yeah, I didn't like that one.
No, it was a bit of a, you've pushed it too far.
It went
now
a bit far away from the zombie baby pregnancy.
Yeah, we don't care about the zombies. We care about the humans. So stop trying to make us care about the fucking zombies.
Yeah.
Whereas 28 Days Later just gave us that amazing opening scene on, is it London Bridge, is it? Where he comes out of the hospital and it's just like vacated.
Now, you might have to pause this while I think try and find... Is it called Black Wednesday? So, a great zombie show you want to watch on Netflix, Black Summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like 2 seasons or 3 seasons.
Yeah.
They've stopped it. I wish they hadn't. That's fast zombies.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And so, I've got to say, I'll trust you on that because I really enjoyed watching World War Z.
Yeah, trust me on this.
And there was another one that I flagged up, Z Nation.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
I haven't. Apparently it was stopped. They didn't make any more series, so it's got an unsatisfactory conclusion.
Oh, there's a newer one too, where it's only old people are turned into zombies. Yeah, it's a comedy one. It's like a Channel 4 thing. I think last year. I'll find it and link it to you. I haven't watched that one yet either, but it's on my list.
Right, so Black Summer I shall
Black
look
Summer,
at.
Fucking good.
Okay, cool.
And season 2 starts off instantly from season 1 too. It's
right,
like,
good.
Straight in.
So I can binge it.
Yeah. But that's what we did. We binged all 2 seasons all in one go.
Awesome. British or American?
Ooh, I think it might be American.
How many episodes for a series, basically? If it's above 6, then it's not British. I don't know why or where that ever came from, but you notice that. British series tend to be 6 or 8 episodes, and Americans either 14 or 20.
So I'm just opening up Netflix, everybody, and I'm writing in here, Black... I called it Black Summer, didn't I? Summer.
You did call it Black Summer, and I'm going to look it up on
there
IMDb.
It's got 2 seasons, and it's got 8 episodes in season 1, and 8 episodes in season 2.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so yeah, it's only 16 episodes. I mean, it is an American one. Normally, again, not always, because I'm watching Resident Alien, and I think that's only 8 episodes a season. Normally they have more episodes in their seasons than we do, but oh, fair enough. I shall give it a try. Do you feel old, by the way? as he says, tired. Yawning.
Yeah, I am. I was just thinking, I think I might have misremembered that. It definitely continues immediately on, but it might not be the very next moment.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Thank God for that. Time for me to take my cod liver oil and magnesium supplements. Maybe that sexy chipmunk will give me a bed bath.
Right, ladies and gents, that is the end of another episode. Thank you so much for joining us and listening. Your support really does mean everything to us. Please remember, if you follow us on social media, or you do have social media, if you just even give us one share to just one other person, you're going to double our amount of listeners. So please, please do share our show. You can share channel84.co.uk/varietyshowpod, and that will give them all our episodes, all our social media links, and hopefully they will listen to us, love us, and share us as well. If you would like to email me, you can email me at tj@channel84.co.uk. If you would like to email Rob, you can email rob@channel84.co.uk. Or if you're desperate to speak to both of us at exactly the same time, podcasts@channel84.co.uk. That's podcasts, plural, @channel84.co.uk. As I said, all our social media is on the webpage. Go over to channel84.co.uk. You will also find our other podcasts in our directory, which includes the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, which is Rob and I talking sci-fi stuff. Latest episode is on Red Dwarf, so go and listen now. You'll also find Who Takes the Socks Off, and you will also find Lightly Used. Nearly forgot their name there. How embarrassing. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening. Rob, thank you very much for joining me as always.
Thank you.
And I will see you all soon.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 Chipmunk. That's a wonderful massage. No, stop. That's too far south of the equator. Oh, oh, oh. Get that out of my arse. This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.